Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh delivers his first State of the City address tonight. His message is expected to include both a summary of his accomplishments and a look ahead to an agenda that he says will not be dominated by Boston's bid for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Mayor Walsh is on the line right now to preview what we might hear tonight. Good morning, Mayor Walsh. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, you're a year in the job. What surprised you most so far?
That question's been asked of me a lot. I think the fact that the quickness of the issues and the way things change in the course of a day, and that no 2 days have been the same as mayor. When you start out in the morning, you have an idea, an agenda, what you want to accomplish for the day, but you never know what issues or what troubles or what's going to dominate your day at that particular moment.
Right. So you've had most recently some big news, of course, at the end of last week, and that was about Boston winning the nomination from the U.S. Olympic Committee and securing the official bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Now, we hear in the Boston Globe this morning that supporters of the bid will probably need, about $1 billion federal dollars, most of it for security for the Games, and that you'll be meeting with members of Congress about this. Is that right? What's going to be happening?
Yeah, well generally, from what I understand, in the past Olympic Games that have happened in America, it's always been the federal government that's taken control of the security. So I don't think it's anything new. I think the security has always been focused with the feds because they want to make sure, obviously, you have international countries coming in here. You have athletes from all over the world into the United States, and they generally handle the security piece of it. I just would make sure that as we move forward, our Boston Police Department and other law enforcement areas around the Commonwealth are part of the discussion.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know, though, that the total cost of the Olympics, at least based on what the cost has been for other areas of the world, have been very significant. What do you say to folks who are concerned about taxpayer dollars going to the Olympic Games here?
I mean, I think I've been very clear on that we're not going to be using taxpayers' dollars to build venues here in the city of Boston. We're looking at, obviously, there'll be infrastructure money that's going to be public money, and that's something that's needed regardless. We can use the use of public land potentially. But one thing we did when I signed the bid for the United States Olympic Committee, we made sure we had an insurance policy to protect the city of Boston from any overruns that would happen. And also, we're going to look and continue to up that insurance policy as we move forward down the process.
Mm-hmm. It's also my understanding that you've asked city department heads to reduce their proposed budgets by 5%, to make 5% cuts. What's happening with that?
Yeah, well, when we put in our budget this year, we've asked all department heads to look to see if they can adjust their budgets, and if in the case that we need to make reductions, we ask them to recommend some cuts in their departments. We're not really sure what's going to happen in the state with the budget in the state. Right now, we have a good fiscal, strong economy, but there's always room for growth and always room for improvement the way we deliver services in the city. And I think that we're looking for more efficiencies in city government. It doesn't necessarily mean that the cuts have to come from personnel. It just means that we're asking you to go in there and tighten up your budget so that we run an efficient, strong city.
Mm. What's the main message from your speech going to be tonight?
Really, I think one of the main messages for the speech tonight is really around education and that we're going to be talking a little bit about the process of superintendent. We're going to be talking more about what we're doing with our schools and where we want to go.
Mm-hmm. Also, just briefly, we know that another issue that developed very quickly for you that you may have been referring to when we started this conversation was the bridge to Long Island closing and then the services closed, the homeless shelter, and then the programs for substance abuse and recovery. And we know that the city's taken steps to at least have 100 beds open in a shelter as of today. But what about the programs for those struggling with addiction, Mayor Walsh?
Yeah, no, we'll work. I'm going to address some of that tonight. Tonight's really about recap a little bit of what's happened over the last year and then talk about where we are today and also lay some foundation for where we want to go this year. And as far as the programs, we're working with the providers. It's not as quick as I would have liked it to be to get these providers up and running and get them in a permanent space. But at the end of the day, we're going to deliver services, and tonight I am going to address that.
All right. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh speaking with us ahead of his first State of the City address later tonight. Stay with WBUR and WBUR.org for live coverage of that address beginning at 7 p.m. Mayor Walsh, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.